Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your host today. We do these meditations on the first Friday of every month, and we are very glad that you're here, whether it's in person or on the recording. And before I get started today, I did want to tell you about two events. Saskia, who many of you know has led a few of our meditations, is co-leading an Icelandic yoga retreat in mid-July, and they're going to be doing a whale trip as part of that retreat, so I thought some of you might be interested. And you can find out about it at Ajit Healing, and I'll spell that, A-J-E-T, healing.com. And the other thing I wanted to let you know about is a week from tomorrow, June 13th, I'm going to be leading the 7th Annual Global Tree Meditation, and that is going to be held on Zoom at noon. And you can find the link at globaltreelovers.org. Go to the events tab, and you click on that, and you'll find it right there. So you're all welcome to come and do a meditation with and for the trees. So I'm really happy to say that we have a long-time participant in these meditations who's going to lead the meditation today. It's Linda Guerra Applegate, and many of you will recognize Linda. Linda from Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And Linda was born in London, but she's lived in the States for a long time. And she's been a practitioner and a teacher of the Radiance Technique and Authentic Reiki for almost 40 years now. And she's also a practitioner of Frequencies of Brilliance. She's been doing that for about 20 years. And these techniques have really provided a stepping stone for her becoming an energy channel. And it's allowed her to connect with galactic beings, angels, whales, the elemental kingdom, and her own personal soul or light language. Now, Linda is also a certified whale and dolphin energy healing practitioner and a certified elemental healing practitioner. So I'm really happy to have Linda here to lead us in a water healing meditation. Is there something else you'd like to tell us about, Linda, before we begin?
No, I think I'm about ready to go. I've got a little bit of a preamble before I get going with the actual meditation.
All right, well, take it away.
Okay. Well, hi, folks. Thank you for joining us today. So I just wanted to say I've been preparing a workshop called Frequencies of Love. And since I am an energy channel, I will be transmitting frequencies of love in a variety of different ways during this meditation. In my brand new book, The Magical, The Mystical, and The Mischievous, some of the stories were channeled through me, where dragons, unicorns, and mermaids go from feeling worthless to worthy by allowing love to work its magic and be the solution for their dilemma. This book talks to children and adults alike and can be found on Amazon. I believe this is a brand new path that is opening up for me to transmit more love into the world. And then I was having a thought this morning that I just wanted to share. I've been, quite some time ago, I had the vision of being in a sports stadium which was packed, but we weren't there to see sports. We were there to generate a frequency of love and send that out into the world as a new trajectory. And what I also saw was that something, maybe the whales, were creating some kind of dome over the stadium to block any negative intrusions, so that we could have a pure frequency of love that we were generating and then anchoring onto the planet. And from what I've been told, this looks like this might be the case by about 2027. And quite a few other people have spoken to me and said, yes, I've had that same vision. So let's see what happens. I think we're into a new path. Okay, here we go. So we will first work on allowing the energy of fear to fall away so that you are fully able to embody the energy of love from a variety of different whales. At the end of the meditation, after you have anchored all this love energy within your hearts, I will ask you to merge with a blue whale who will transmit this energetic into the oceans through his massive heart. A blue whale's heart is the size of a small car, and the heartbeat can be felt throughout the oceans. I will be channeling energies of release and love by toning and using light language. Sometimes I will also be silent. I'm going to start by using a deck of cards called Sacred Symbols Healing Cards by Jean Logan. The glyphs contained within each card invoke an incredibly powerful prayer that Jean claims was given to her by Source. I will channel the energy of these glyphs. So we're starting with the card called Fear, because we're trying to clear that energy before we bring in the frequencies of love. So it says, this glyph can help remove fear from the cellular memory. So I'm just going to connect into the glyph and Kotoshkadum atagitachku madagitito dakidano washkatoata do kotu in tukushkotan dia the fatamuana akutukutututututu akutututututu shatndua manana nana 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 ki. So the next card I want to use is called Trust. This glyph can help remove the desire to control and dominate and replace with trust and patience, can remove lack of self-worth. Okay, let's go. I see the whales are already with us, but that's why we're doing this healing. Okay, so I'm also going to work with one of the white humpback whales. I did this work with Laurie Rayon quite some years ago. And we learned to work with there. At that time, there were 12 white humpback whales in physical form on the planet. And the overseeing whale, Mother Watakiti, is not in form. And I'm going to channel one of these whales. Apparently, there's now 16 of them in physical form on the planet. And they're very high vibrational humpback whales. So I'm going to channel Agoran. So Agoran works with Archangel Zadkiel, who is in charge of the soul star chakra, which contains all unresolved karma and ancestral and genetic karma. Part of Agoran's mission is to cleanse the planet of lower vibrational and energies by using the violet flame. And the humpback whales carry the violet flame. But this is Agoran's specialty. Okay, so let me bring that energy through. So feel the violet flame traveling through your body, through all the cells of your body, clearing the debris that no longer serves you, releasing it from your system so that you are a clear channel. So we're transmuting all the lower, denser energies into a higher vibration. Transmuting and transforming. So thank you, Agoran. I'm going to come back to two more of the sacred symbols healing cards. And we're starting to bring in now the energy of love. The purpose of this glyph is to replace fear with the frequencies of courage, self-confidence, and other positive attributes. So let me connect into the glyph. Nadaya nodotha, nadaya nodotha, nadaya donotha matakashka nabatokum, iadukotha nodukuma, Ishtana motokosia nanana katakai ondo kosa. Jotokomato kosita, 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 natokomato kosita. And the final card that I'm going to use from this series is called Love Frequency. This glyph can program all receptors in the body to the frequency of love. So here we go. Tokosianata Ishtikaton Gayano Umatikosieto Komato Ustinetikiti Dititama Ustia no Kua Atokoseti Shanto Tishanto Motokosi Kuyatokonada Kuyanaka Shutuko Usti Osi 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 Nadakamato Dakasita Shoto Omada Tianato 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 Utokomasita Orshanatika Ida Hida Matokosajo Istanatokoma Omatokosita Shotomadakum Yatokomatika So just feel the energy of love building within your heart, within the cells of your body. As you're able to hold more of this love frequency. I'm now going to tune into another one of the white humpback whales. His name is Adorafan. His message is, I am the transcendent heart, the sacred heart chamber. I hold this energy for the planet. I assist you in your heart expansion and walking in the world heart forward. So let me connect in with Adorafan. So thank you, Andorra Fun. So when I went on a grey whale retreat to Baja, Mexico with Anne Gordon and Laurie Rayon, and one of our guides told us the most incredible experience that he had had was when a grey whale turned upside down under the boat and then hugged the boat with its flippers. Can you imagine being hugged by a grey whale? Woo! So the whales are about 40 feet. Your boat is about 17 feet. And you're just imagine being hugged by this grey whale. And they are truly whales of forgiveness. They were being hunted and their numbers decimated where they go to have their babies in the three lagoons there. And it was some years later, I think in 90, they stopped, you know, killing the grey whales, the fishermen. And I think it was something like 1964, a fisherman was out. And the grey whales were aggressive. They fought back and they'd turn boats over. So the fisherman was out, and this was after it had been banned to kill the whales. And this was probably about 20 years after the ban went into effect. And a whale comes up to the fisherman. He's going, uh-oh, it's going to turn me over. But it was coming to show love and forgiveness, which is pretty incredible. And when you go to meet the grey whales, it's incredible. They come right up to the boat. You can touch them. You can stroke, tickle them around the chin. You know, the babies love to come up and be stroked around the chin if they have a chin. And it's quite an incredible experience, especially when you're sitting in the boat and you see you're in your 17-foot boat and you see this 40-foot whale heading your way. It's quite an experience, but it's wonderful. So anyway, I'd like you to just feel yourself being hugged by this grey whale, forgiving you for all that has happened to the grey whales. Ooh. Ooh. You to imagine the orca whales that we know and love, Granny, Luna, Keiko, surrounding you and filling your heart with abounding love. Just feel them radiating their love into your hearts. Just feel that love and compassion and warmth. and the love we felt for them that they also felt for us. Ooh. 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 So the beluga whales are known as the clowns of the sea. I'm going to channel the energy of Hathorian, another white humpback whale, who carries the beluga energy. His message is, I bring joy, I make people smile, I connect strongly with Archangel Jophiel, the Archangel of Joy. So let me bring through that joyous energy that Hathorian and the belugas carry. Are known as the unicorns of the sea. Unicorns belong to the element of spirit and hold a very high vibration of love. So I would like you to imagine a narwhal placing its horn of wisdom on your third eye. Then raise your hands with your palms facing outwards to receive their blessing. So I'm going to connect into the narwhals and the unicorns into their high vibration of love. Quish quan dushka. Maybe you can feel the blessings coming into the palms of your hands, being brought by the narwhals and the unicorns as they bring in their high vibrational love frequencies into the palms of your hands. And so I'd like you to take these blessings that you've received and just rest your hands on your heart so that your heart may receive these high vibrational unicorn narwhal blessings. I'm feeling a message coming. We are so thankful that you have joined us today. It is an honor to be able to serve you, and you serve us. It is an honor to have this exchange that we are having. It is an honor for humanity and the cetaceans to bring together this high vibrational love frequency. We are grateful that you chose to be here today and that you chose to make a difference in the world. We honor that. We acknowledge that. We accept that. And we ask that you continue to feel these frequencies of love that have started to generate within your heart centers, and know that you can expand upon them just by calling in your favorite whale and saying, please help me. Please expand me. Please make me more heart centered. So we would like you to continue to
shut your door, yeah.
Sorry about that. A little bit of hubby coming home. So we bless you that you have joined us here today, and that you have allowed these vibrations to fill your hearts. Now what I'd like you to do is imagine yourself chest to chest, heart to heart with a blue whale, and it'll reduce itself down to your size, it won't be 100 feet. Who will receive the love energies that you have anchored and transmit them through its heart into the ocean. So just imagine your chest to chest, heart to heart with this blue whale. My blue whale's name is Bluey, but you might have your own blue whale that you work with. And just feel the energies that have been building in your heart, transmitting into the heart of your blue whale. So your blue whale is now diving into the ocean to release these energies that you have built in your heart, that you have anchored, so that they can be released into the oceans. And since the blue whale has this enormous heart the size of a car, it will be pumping, pulsating this love into the ocean. And you can also imagine these energies rising from the ocean to the surface and going in to form clouds, which will move across the land. And eventually these love vibrations will be pouring onto the land, the farms, the fields, the rivers, the lakes, the creeks, and just feel these energies of love being released from the clouds onto the land and the waterways. Ianatum, Shunatakisa, Shunatakisa, Matokoma, Idam, Idam, Idam. And so it is. So you might need to spend a moment or two just anchoring back into your bodies. Ooh, grounding yourselves, wiggling your toes. I know I'm certainly feeling a little buzzed, to say the least. So if anybody would like to share, you're welcome to.
Wow. That was amazing, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you. I particularly loved connecting with the narwhal. Yeah. That's a whale I would dearly love to meet in person someday.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you'd have to be out in the Arctic somewhere.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So is there anyone who's back in their body that would like to share something? If so, you can *6 to unmute yourself. Hi.
This is Kathleen. And I happen to be up in Nome, Alaska, and I have actually been looking for the narwhal.
Wow.
Have you seen them yet?
Haven't seen one yet. Saw whale blows yesterday, but that's all so far. But I just tracked up when I came onto the call, and we connected with narwhal.
Wow.
And I think that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Didn't get on the call, but yeah, very.
We'll
very
I'll
shaky
hold that
connection.
Vision for you, Kathleen, that they're going to show up
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Wow.
Hi, this is Linda. Yes, Linda. My name's Linda also.
Yes.
I just have to thank you for the incredible synchronicity, because I actually carry the three glyphs that you began with by Dr. Logan in my shirt pocket.
Wow.
Fear and the trust and the courage, confidence. And they have carried me through the last 5 years since I met Dr. Logan and have been working with her glyphs. And I know she was with us in spirit as we moved through this today. And I just want to thank you for that. The synchronicities to me are so powerful. And it was just a wonderful wonderful reminder of what is truly available to us if we just ask. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I didn't know she'd passed.
Yes, last June.
Oh, okay, right. No, I find these cards incredibly powerful. So
yeah, I have the deck. I have the deck and all her books, and yeah, they work. They work. So thank you so much, and thank you, Wales. I need to get to the water very soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
What is the name of the deck again, Linda?
It is Sacred Symbols Healing Cards.
Okay.
And the author is Jean Logan.
There's somebody else?
Yes, this is Muriel, and I too was just very pulled into powerfully to the narwhals for some reason. So they seem to be up, and that was wonderful, Linda. That was absolutely so shifting inside, and I do have a funny comment that when your husband came in and we heard the squeaking door when the door closed, that all the world was a whale. Listen to it again. That absolutely was a whale call.
Really?
So thank you, Linda. That was superb.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, my cat's in the room, and usually she likes to come out. I have the door ajar when my husband gets home because she thinks she'll get some treats, but she hasn't budged. So I thought I'd have it ajar so that she didn't interrupt us, but instead I got interrupted by my husband instead.
I'm telling you, it was a whale call.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Hello.
This is Sister from the Netherlands.
Aloha. I wanted to thank you. I went to swim. Joan Ocean came to mind yesterday. And she recommended that I go swim with dolphins or humpback whales. And I said, wow, that sounds like a cool thing to do. So I went down to the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And when I got into the water, there were these two males that were resting on the floor of the ocean.
Ooh.
You had to go to out of Puerto de Plata and then take like a 3 or 4 hour ride on a catamaran to get into their nursery. So I was floating above them. And you know how they tell you you're not supposed to swim with them? Well, they started moving really slowly forward with me, and then they were slowly rising, and then they stayed with me for a while. So that was a really profound experience, and I was there for a week, and I can't tell you what it felt like. It was the most loving energy to be in a nursery, you know, like the Madonna and child energy, but the largest on the planet, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even get out of my bed for the rest of the week. It was so profound. And I've also worked with Joe Fayel and Zadkiel a great deal. I tell my students to use them when they're learning science. And I would always kind of teach them about dolphins and whales too. So it's kind of a fun thing. So I wanted to just thank you for all the toning. Because when I was in Hawaii, too, I went to see the humpback whales, and they hang upside down to sing, as you know. And they all sing the same song every year, and then they change it for mating. And I just felt all of that wonderful energy coming through you, and I can't really say how deeply that impacted me. So I feel like there are sky people as well as, you know, the ocean ones. and the mermaids. All of these people are all involved. So this was an incredible meditation to participate in. I can't thank you enough, and it's wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I really feel that we're moving in a new direction, I hope. And so this thing about frequencies of love has just been sort of popping up on my radar screen, and I've been going, oh, this is obviously the direction I'm supposed to be moving in, and let's see, you know. And I've been doing channeling and everything, but this has just been different. So I know I'm moving down an expanded path, let's say that.
Yeah.
It's the gentlest frequency on the planet, I have to say it. When I swim with them, that's what I felt.
Yeah.
It's a good place for us all to go because it always heals. I just remember it penetrates deeply. The frequency of gentleness from the whales goes deeply in. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda, for bringing that in for us today, too. Yeah. Is there anyone else?
Well, Mary, I'm sure that your dolphins that greeted you this morning while you were out for your walk were around working with us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're bottlenose here. So, yeah. Sweet.
Hi, it's Bonnie. Bonnie Blue. I wanted to say something very quickly. Hi. So, yes, Linda, that was just amazing, and I'm still feeling all the frequencies, especially from the different whales, and the gray whales really hit me. I just, when you were singing, I could just feel the ancient energy of the, not only forgiveness, but the sadness from the loss of their brethren and their children, but at the same time, the great, great immense love for humanity and forgiveness. So that's still flowing through me. But I also wanted to mention the person who spoke before, Linda, said that the sky people, and wanted to say I'm sitting out under the trees and the birds were participating in many of your chanting. So the birds are definitely helping as well today. Yes.
Ooh.
And they even encouraged me to speak about it. So when I heard them, they're like chirping, okay, I will speak about it. So yeah, so they're also working from the sky to help us. Yes.
Ooh.
Thank you. And I feel their connection with the sky people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And of course the myrrh.
The myrrh, yeah. The thing about the birds, before people came on, Linda and I were talking, and we ended up talking a lot about the birds that we're seeing in our yards right now. So the bird energy was there before we even started the meditation. So
yeah.
Very funny.
Thank you, birds. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, is there one last person before we wrap it up for today? Okay. Linda, before we go, what is the name of your book? I would really like to check that out.
Okay, let me give it to you. It is The Magical, The Mystical, and The Mischievous. 11 short stories to ignite the imagination.
Oh dear. So it's called The Magical, The Mystical, and The Mischievous.
And The Mischievous.
Mischievous. Okay. Linda.
And I'll just read the back what it says. Be ready to encounter magical beings in the magic kingdom. The most lovable dragons, a mermaid and a unicorn who discover their true worth, and other zany creatures getting into all kinds of mischief. There are even human beings being human. This is a book for all ages to enjoy. Some stories will have you laughing, and others might cause you to recognize traits within yourself. And this is available on Amazon.
Fabulous.
And so kids love it. So it's good for grandparents, kids, parents, you know, for the whole lot.
It's an all ages book.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for the beautiful meditation, healing, channeling journey, whatever you want to call it today. And I'd like to let everyone know that next month our meditation is on July 3rd, and Pratima Freeman is going to be leading that. She's led a few meditations before, also originally from England.
Oh.
So, I invite you all to be here next month, and I'd love to see you on the Zoom a week from tomorrow for the Global Tree Meditation. So, thank you all for being here. I'm going to unmute us, and we can all say our chaotic goodbye. And until next time, blessings to all of you.
Thank you.
I love our little chorus. Bye, everyone.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay.